The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I'm slightly happy with what I've seen overnight. Actually, I'm pretty happy with what I've seen overnight. We haven't seen new lows or these trends breaking, which has been a really good thing. I'm just sort of referring to the top 10 here, as I often do, because it's a great area for gaining sentiment. Get a bit of a heads up or a bit of an idea as to, you know, what the top 10 is doing. Because as you guys are very well aware, if you've been listening to my show for quite some time, the top 10 is where most of the volume in the market cap lies, i.e., you know, within the top three, you know, we're talking most of the market cap there. Throughout the rest of the top 10, we capture a fair old wedge of that as well. So the top 10 is really, really important as far as sentiment is played. And how do I actually gauge sentiment? I know that some people use sentiment tools such as Reddit, Twitter, social media has become a really big thing sentiment-wise in the crypto space. It's not really in any other space, because institutions play within those spaces, and it's not so much of a social element to it. It's more of an information element, and the big corporations don't jump on a tweet when they're buying or selling, whereas in crypto, many people do that. So it's an interesting, very interesting market in its own space just because of that. You know, it is a lot of people power at the moment, and that's why we see such erratic, emotional, and senseless markets, which is wonderful for a trader. I just wish that they would be a little bit more senseless and a little bit more erratic and a little bit more emotional so that I can get some good moves going on. Now, that's not to say there haven't been good moves, because there have been. It's just been not that many fantastic trends. And I love to trade trends. I am a trend trader. I follow trends whether they go up or whether they go down. And at the moment, we are at a little bit of a crossroads. And let me explain what I'm talking about here. If we look at Bitcoin, Bitcoin has dropped down to 6,400. It's given half away, or about, given roughly half back of this most recent move up. So if you recall, I was speaking of it yesterday, we saw a move from about 6,100 to 6,800. Now we've pulled back from 68 to 64. So we're at the 61.8% Fib. We've sort of held that overnight. Now that may break down. We may see the market fall further. What I'm liking is it sold off and it held throughout most of the European and United States session. So they held us up. It wasn't just a cascade of selling continuing across the globe and seeing a big 5 to 10% down day. We did not see that. We've seen the market consolidate and hold its ground for the time being. Now that could change. That could change. I'm just reading what I'm saying. That could also become a higher low and then pushing us to a new higher high. Obviously, it's a long way out before I could actually confirm that, because we don't have it yet. The same can be said here for Ethereum. Now, Ethereum did start to approach $200. We got to a low of 202.32. We didn't hit 200. We've held above 200, and we're pulling back on that. Pulling back there on the 4 hour. Nothing really to talk much about there. Bitcoin Cash is a bit average. EOS. Now, EOS was down quite a lot. It was down one of the largest of the top 10 at one stage. Now, it does have that higher low and higher high, so it is technically in a daily uptrend. Be very careful with that, though. It's a very fresh and new uptrend in what is a relatively sideways market. These trends can be much more stable when we see Bitcoin, for example, in an uptrend, because when Bitcoin's in an uptrend, markets tend to follow it, and it can be a little bit more consistent and provide more trading opportunities. Now, we haven't been in that space for quite some time now. It's been a little bit messy out there. If we look at EOS right now, I'm seeing a bearish candle pulling back into that cradle zone, and that may actually represent, and I'll say this very carefully, it may actually represent for me a trade to the short side. Now, it would be a higher risk position, there's no doubt, but it might not be bad for me to have a little bit of risk there to the short side, just in case we do see a capitulation. It could be the beginning of a wonderful hedge. Not there yet, though. Cardano has been pretty stable. It's pulled back a wee bit. Not a great deal. That uptrend remains intact still as well. Stellar Lumens has pulled back into the daily cradle zone, and it has bounced very, very well indeed. Looking very strong there on the daily. A big, fat green candle on the 12-hour, and it's not looking too bad at all. It really isn't looking too bad at all. NEO is in a very similar position. It's kind of rejected those lows that it was at. It's down 2.93%, but that's not a big deal at all. IOTA has bounced. It's actually up on the day, 0.62%. It's still pretty ugly on the daily, but it's held its ground. It's bounced back considerably from its lows. Now, we had Ripple down considerably. Like, we were down, I think, 10%, maybe a bit more than that, 10, 15% at one stage. We've now rejected that, those lows, and we sit down just 0.4%, and it's looking pretty tasty. I mean, not for a trade for me just yet, just because it's a big candle, but I can tell you one thing, it's definitely held its ground and recovered like an absolute trooper, which is a really good sign to see. Ripple's the same, only down 0.5%. Its daily uptrend still in place, still looking good. So guys, right now, I mean, it's not looking that bad. Last night, yes, I know everyone was screaming, you know, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, and it was falling, the market was falling. But as I said in my video that I posted out, we actually look at what's going on. It's not that bearish just yet. And that, as I say, that could really change. I mean, and I'm a commentator of markets, I'm a trader of markets. I trade what I see, not what I think, not what I feel, not what I want. I trade what I see, and that is it. And guys, if you don't have that, then you need to consider how you can get that, all right? It's really important to trade what you see, not what you think. A lot of people are getting negative at the moment, saying, I think it's going to fall, we're definitely going to here, we're definitely going to there. The word definitely, it doesn't exist in trading, you just don't know. You haven't got a crystal ball. You are not from the future. So be careful with the language you use. Be careful with the way that you think, because you don't want to snooker yourself from great opportunities just because you had an idea or you thought something, because the market does not give two hoots about what you think or what you do. You're the one who's got to give two hoots about it. So guys, if you want to support the show, please share, like, comment, give me a rating, and I really, really appreciate that. Have a fantastic day. Remember, don't think too much. Do more. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.